for example, I guess with the males, they don't want too many bulls, so they do something to them.
Castrate them.
Okay. And what do they end up with?
They end up with a steer.
Let's see. Okay. And now with sheep, what's the male sheep called?
The male sheep's called a buck.
Okay.
Or a ram. Could be.
Okay, use that term also. Which would they think you'd use more often?
Probably buck. Probably
okay.
Buck.
Hey, and the female is a...
Is a ewe.
And what would they call it? Do they ever castrate them?
Yes, they do, and they call them a wether afterwards.
Okay. And maybe you could tell me, are there a few types of fowl, I guess wild fowl in this area?
Well, how are you, girl? You sure? Well, you always get the good-looking girls in this house. I never could understand that. But I'm not complaining, you understand. We're pretty lucky. Every day after school, we get some visitors. We got them trained to come for cookies.
That's great.
This is our granddaughter and her friends.
This is Bridget. This is Gina.
Oh, it's very nice to meet you.
Gina Jasper's name, Bridget.
And you live here in Upton?
Yeah. Well, these two both are out in the country.
Oh, in the country?
But still considered them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was asking you about types of fowl.
Wild birds.
Uh-huh.
Wild ones. We have a... Or we used to at least have quite a bunch of sage grouse or sage chickens. And we just the usual run of stuff. Hawks, eagles, meadowlarks, robins, you can go on and on.
Okay, well, I may ask you to go on and on later in the interview.
Okay.
Okay, what would you, why do people keep chickens?
They lay eggs.
Well, I need to know about pigs now. When a pig gets a little older, what would they call him?
Well, they'd call him a boar.
Okay. And
they'd call her a sow, I guess.
And and what's that?
Well, I was always confused about that myself.
Shoats
and gilts, I never did really understand the term. And I've had it explained to me too, but never been around pigs, it never stuck with me. Do you know what a gilt is?
I know.
Do you, Mother?
I guess not. I thought it was just a young piglet. But
well, one of them is to pigs, like heifer is to cows, see, but I don't...
Oh, well...
Or maybe more like
a
maybe more like yearling is to cattle. I mean, one of those two terms doesn't imply sex. I think it just implies age.
Yeah.
But I never did understand it. But
young pig, but the
shoat. Shoat and gilt and barrel. There were three of them that I never did really know.
Okay.
The shoat was like a steer.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. What about those things that you throw a saddle on and ride? What are those called?
Horses.
And if you just had one, it would be a
horse.
All right. And what was a stud horse? Is that what they would call it, or would they call it something else?
No, they would call it a stud. If it was a stud, if it wasn't a stud and wasn't a mare, why they'd call it a gelding.
I see. Would they ever use the term stallion?
Well, I'm sure it's probably, but mostly they call them stud.
Okay. And the female would be a...
It'd be a mare.
Okay. What does the term bronco mean? Does that have any specific meaning?
Well, a bronco would be an unbroke horse to me.
Okay, and let's see. This is an animal used to pull things. I guess it's a cross between a horse and something else. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, you're speaking of a mule?
Uh-huh.
Sure.
It's a cross between what?
Well, it's a cross between a